Hey, Ray, this is Michael Wardy.
You've done, of course, a ton of different things, been successful in a lot of races. Are there any particular ones that, if you're being introduced, you like to have people use, or anything at the moment is your most recent thing you're proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I think some things I'm proud of are qualifying for 3 Olympic trials. I think I'm one of the few people that's been able to do that. So 2004, 2008, and 2012 Olympic trials, and they've increased the time for this last one. So I actually just ran my personal best marathon time last summer in Grandma's at 2:17:49. So I think that's kind of interesting.
You know, after all the running you've done, how you managed to get a PR? Is there something, did you just like knock back on the ultra running for a while, or?
No, that was actually only 3 weeks after I did the Comrades Ultra Marathon in South Africa. So, and then right after I did the PR in the 2:17:49, I ran the Badwater Ultra Marathon and finished third. And that's 135 miles in Death Valley.
Yeah, that one's always been a little out of my reach. I'm not real, excited about races where your shoes melt. But
yeah, that didn't happen to me. That's kind of a myth, I think. Some people say that make it sound a little bit tougher than it is. But it's dang hard. So don't get me wrong. I'm not discounting how hard it is. I think you'd have to be out there for a really long time for your shoes to melt and not switch them.
Particular reason I wanted to talk to you today was about some of the various otter records that you own. You've done a lot of things, but there are a few things that I happened to stumble across, like, for example, the record that you just set for running a marathon in a superhero costume.
That was about a year ago now.
And the first and most important question there, of course, is why Spider-Man?
He was a hero of mine growing up, and they had the costume in the party store. I'm thinking about doing that same marathon on Sunday. I'm trying to look for a different costume. So I've been on Guinness's website looking for what other outfits I could wear. Last year, my buddy had broken the Spider-Man record the week before me, and this year he did an Elvis world record. So I'm definitely not going to try and break his record. So I'm going to try to pick a different character or something if I decide to do that this weekend. I'm pretty sure I am, though.
Now,
I'm going to get to the party store at some point.
As you mentioned, that's a Guinness World Record. How did Guinness get involved with this? And if you were to run as Aquaman instead of Spider-Man, would that be an entirely different world record according to them? Or?
No, that would be the same. I think that would be under superhero, but they have all different categories. So if you go on their website, you can see like they have, mascot, they have fastest Santa Claus, they have fastest person dressed as a baby marathon record, fastest person in a suit record, I don't know, all different ones. So, as a leprechaun, as a clown. I thought a leprechaun might be kind of timely because it's, St. Patrick's Day almost.
Yeah, this weekend I'm going for a run with a friend of mine who's running Boston this year dressed as a hamburger.
Oh, there you go. That's a record. If he runs fast enough, you should have him look at the website. I don't think that's very fast, actually.
Well, a hamburger isn't quite as aerodynamic as Spider-Man, so
yeah,
it'd be more of a challenge.
I don't know. The Spider-Man was hard because it's a mask, so your guy's probably got a mask on, too.
Yeah, and so, he's got a cape and along with the hammer.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a challenge in those costumes, especially if it's hot or something.
What made you decide to jump into that? I mean, was it just sort of a spur-of-the-moment thing, or was there a friend of yours that had been doing, like, the Elvis things and whatever, so you just decided to pick one?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I had seen someone had done it in the past. That's kind of how I got into the other world records, like the world record on the treadmill and the world record with the jog stroller and stuff like that. I was like, that person did it. I could probably do that. So then I, did a little bit of training for it and was able to make it happen.
So do you, like when you're doing the treadmill or the jogging stroller, do you actually train for those events, or is it just something you're doing anyways and you figure you'd shoot for a record for that event along with everything else?
Yeah, no, I actually do train for those events. Like, you know, I'm probably going to do another attempt at the world record on the treadmill again coming up soon, and so do a lot of my training on the treadmill and done some pretty specific training for that event. And then when I was training for the jog stroller world records both times with both my kids, we'd do some longer runs with them, and I jog around a lot with them anyhow. So, you know, it was something that, you know, I incorporated and kind of targeted to do.
So are you doing treadmill training or running with the baby jogger, or for that matter, running on the track since you've got the indoor track marathon record? Are those part of your normal training anyhow?
Yeah, a lot of times they are, just something that I'm doing anyhow. But if, you know, if I know that I'm going to go for a record, then I would do maybe more specific training or more of those type of runs.
I know with the strollers and with the treadmill record, your record's been broken since you first set it. Is there a lot of back and forth in these things? Are there any of these records you've held more than one time?
That's a good question. Hopefully the world record on the treadmill, I'm trying to get that back. And then the one with the jog stroller, I just think that was really fast. I mean, I would have to do it again. My son or my brother's about to have a son coming up, so I might have another opportunity at it. Our kids are getting a little big now.
I was wondering about that. The stroller race was also a Guinness record. And
yeah, it was.
Did they set up rules saying, I know that Zach Friedenberg is the guy who took the record away from you.
Right.
At the Route 66 marathon, and
That's right.
I was reading an article where he said that he wasn't running with his normal baby stroller. He had gotten a performance stroller from one of his friends.
His was a really good stroller. There's no, like, you don't have to have the same stroller or anything like that.
Okay, so they weren't, like, weighing the kids to see whether they needed a handicap or anything like that?
No, not at all. It was,
yeah.
It was just whatever. The rule is that it has to be commercially available. So as long as it's something that you can buy at the store, then it's acceptable. And then as long as the kid is alive and breathing, then it's acceptable. Like, you can't do it with, like, a stack of potatoes or something.
How does winning a record like this compare to, we were both at the Mount Desert Island Marathon last year and you won that.
Right,
do you get
yeah.
more satisfaction out of winning a race like that, you know, which is, let's step down from some of the other competitions that you entered, or do you get some more out of having a little fun and winning an odd record like the stroller record?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just, you know, it keeps it fun, keeps it interesting. It's something that's pretty cool to have be a part of your CV, and I think it just shows people and shows myself, you know, it doesn't all have to be super serious all the time. And it's fun to be able to go out and do these things and to have a little fun with it. And, the Spider-Man record last year was quite hard, actually. So it makes it, you know, a little bit of a challenge and a fun run, and everyone gets a kick out of it. So I think there's a lot of positives from it.
You mentioned that the wearing the mask made it hard. Was that the most difficult part of running as Spider-Man, or is there anything else?
Yeah, that was hard. The mask made it hard because it was really hard to breathe and take water because you can't take it off. So basically I had to drink the water through the mask, which was tough, and then it stays wet, and so it's hard to breathe. And then I spilled a lot, and it was a Spider-Man costume with, like, big fake muscles, and so they started getting wet and heavy. So that made it into a challenge for sure. The other thing that made it a challenge was that the ice were silver, so you would, as the sun came down, it would sparkle, and it would be hard to see. So that made it a challenge, too.
Do you have any idea about what the costume weighed with all the muscles and with or without all the extra water?
That's not that much, really. It's just
super
cheap polyester. But once the muscles, they're just, like, basically some type of fabric that they fashion in to look like muscles. So I don't know, maybe 2 pounds.
Yeah, running with wet sponges all over you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a lot of weight, but it was more It wasn't 10 pounds or anything.
See, are there other records like the, you know, I've mentioned four of them in passing here. Are there others that you hold or that I haven't found along the way?
No, I think that you've done pretty well at naming the ones. Hopefully I'll have another one at the end of the weekend, and you know, hopefully it'll be something that'll be pretty fun and cool. Yeah, that's kind of my goal, and you know, hopefully in the next month or so I'll have the treadmill world record back, and then I guess we'll see what happens, you know, going forward. There's a lot of funny records, and you know, hopefully I can put my name on some of them.
Do you have your own treadmill for your world record attempt, or do you just wander down to the gym and start jogging on whatever one shows up?
No, I got a treadmill at home, but I'm probably going to do it in a public venue so a lot of people can come and check it out and see if I make it or not. And so, you know, hopefully that'll be at a big race, and, you know, it'll be a pretty good event.
Okay, so you don't actually have to.
I can't say anymore right now.
Okay. I will hopefully hear about it when it happens. Or
yeah,
let me know. That'd be great. Have you ever considered joggling?
I can't juggle. I thought about it, though. I would have to learn how to juggle first. And then I thought about it, yeah.
And then you've got something that you know, might be seen as a little more serious than some of the other records. You have the indoor track marathon record?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Now, the record you beat was, what, something like 78 years old, something like that?
Yeah, like 80 years older or 85 years old or something ridiculous, 1932 or, yeah, I don't know. It was unbelievably old.
Are there many competitive track marathons? Or for that matter, was this was part of a race. You had other people on the track with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it was an official race. And we've actually hosted the race the last... This will be the third annual, I think, or fourth annual. So, yeah, my wife and I put it on, and last year I think we had maybe 10 runners. The year before it was only 7 or 8. So we kind of keep it pretty small because it's a 200-meter track, and it's open to the public. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool event, and usually it's in June, July. I think this year it's going to be in July again. Last year I did it 3 days after Badwater, so I was slow, but I still won it.
I hope the gym is air-conditioned.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Yeah, I'll probably be doing, you'll probably see in a little while, I might try to see how many world records. There's a 3-day world record for the fastest marathon at three consecutive days, and so I'm talking to someone about doing that also. I might even have the world record for back-to-back days.
Would that have been this past year or something earlier?
Yeah, no, I think it might have been from 2:21 at the Olympic Trials, and I ran the Houston Marathon the next day in 2:31.
Yeah, that's probably put a little more effort into that than you did in Hartford at MDI, for example.
Yeah, well, I don't know. MDI was dang hard. I thought I was going to be able to get the course record, and I was surprised at how challenging that course was, especially with the wind. And then I just did a back-to-back a marathon on Saturday in 2:22, and then a 50K on Sunday this past weekend at the 50K National Championships, finishing second in both, which is the first time I haven't won the 50K in like 4 years.
Got one last question about, and that sort of ties into that. Do you consider yourself a really competitive person? I know... You wouldn't, if you weren't competitive at all, you wouldn't be doing what you do. But
yeah, I'm
do you go out there looking to, so you go out there looking to eat the guy next to you and eat his lunch? Do you worry more about winning than about your time? Or the way I usually put the question is, would you rather win the race and, you know, have an time?
I'd rather lose the race and run a good time.
How do you think that went at the 50K?
All right, well, it was exactly what I was after. I'm running some big races like the Comrades and Two Oceans Ultra Marathons along with Western States and the 100K World Championships. So I wanted it to be really, really hard and competitive and a tough effort, and I thought it would be hard for about, you know, like super duper dig down deep, you know, want to quit hard for 10 miles, and it was about 22 miles, and it was, you know, 8 miles into the race, 8-9 miles into the race, I was really suffering, and it was perfect training, but it made for a long day. long day, but it was so cool. Yeah. I finished second, and you know, I lost, but I think it's going to bode well for me later in the year.
Well, good luck later in the year, and if you do find the right costume, good luck this weekend, and I look forward to you getting the treadmill record back.
Thanks, me too.
And thanks for your time. I really enjoyed talking with you.